Secretary General.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great pleasure to see once again at NATO headquarters Prime Minister Sanader. We had a bilateral discussion before the Council. He was the very first Prime Minister to visit me here at NATO very soon in the early days of 2004 when I had become Secretary General. That creates a bond, but there are many other things creating a bond as well. And that's the reason that the Allies and myself were very welcome to receive the Prime Minister here. We had, as I said, a fruitful bilateral meeting and then a meeting in the Council, where, of course, the Prime Minister gave an update on Croatia's progress in reforms, and we also had an exchange of views on the situation more in general in the region, a region in which I think which sees important developments, and a region in which I think Croatia plays an important and constructive role. No need to mention the status talks on Kosovo and other important regional issues, where Croatia works together in the framework of the Adriatic Charter and the Southeast European Cooperation process as well. Prime Minister indicated that this will continue, and it is of course appreciated by the Allies. Of course, the reform process in Croatia was discussed. We took note, and I should say we took more than note. Allies appreciated very much, as I've said publicly and they've said publicly, the fact that General Gotovina is now in The Hague. That was, of course, a very heavy stone in the stomach, as we say in my mother tongue Dutch, heavy stone on the stomach. To see progress, and General Gotovina is now in The Hague, and we consider that, and allies, and I said it, as a major development in the framework of Croatia's full cooperation with the ICTY, which, as you know, is a strong NATO position. If I mention reform, this is of course an ongoing process in Croatia with the assistance of the allies in the membership action plan cycles. Defence reform is very important. We're happy to see the Defence Minister be here as well this morning with us. Implementation of defence reform, implementation of the plans to uphold the 2% GDP for defence spending is important. Also a message for a number of allies of the alliance, by the way. But also certainly for Croatia, implementation of those reforms, reform of the judicial system, economic position of returned refugees. An element which was discussed at some length, and which as I think is important, was the public opinion in Croatia and NATO. The Prime Minister explained allies what projects his government has. He'll speak about those himself without any doubt. For allies, it is important that more will be done, and here again, NATO will assist in increasing the public level of support for NATO. That is important for Croatia in the first place, but of course for allies as well. And I think everything should be done by the Croatian government in the first place, assisted by NATO to change this. Of course, it is important, and here I finish, to continue the dialogue, the intensive dialogue between Croatia and NATO. A number of important developments have taken place. It is crystal clear, and it was crystal clear around the table, that the NATO allies fully support Croatia's ambitions for NATO membership. Let me say once again, and I've said it many times before, that I'm of a strong conviction that Euro-Atlantic integration is the only recipe for lasting and continuing security and stability in the Balkans. Croatia is playing an important role in that process. And then we have, of course, the Croatian-NATO relationship in which NATO will do everything it can to support that ambition. You know, NATO's door is open. That was reconfirmed this morning, unnecessary, but it was reconfirmed. NATO will assist Croatia, wherever possible, in reaching that ambition, and finally, it's a performance-based process which concerns individual performance. Those are the three important elements which were discussed around the table. I'm very happy to greet our friend Prime Minister Sanador again at NATO. Prime Minister, please take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen.
It's my pleasure to be here 2 years, precisely 2 years after my first visit to the Secretary General Cephas, who was just appointed a couple of days before my visit in January 2004. And as he mentioned, I was the first Prime Minister to meet with the new Secretary General. And this tradition has been held by my visit today to NATO headquarters. And he visited Croatia in May 2004, 5 months after his appointment. So we wait for him, and I extended this morning the invitation to the Secretary General to not to break our tradition. My visits in January to him and his visits in May to Croatia. This year could be also July, because we are preparing a conference on NATO and southeastern of Europe, because Croatia is not only prepared to become full member of NATO, but Croatia is aware of its role in this part of Europe. And I assure to the Secretary General and the North Atlantic Council that Croatia will play this role. In the same time, approaching EU and NATO, but also parallelly conduct a policy as a member of the international community. There will be no single policy by Croatia towards Bosnia, Herzegovina, Serbia, Montenegro, and the southeastern of Europe, but it will be a part of the international efforts to achieve lasting peace, stability, and prosperity for this part of Europe. And we believe, and we have the common position on that, that those countries deserve clear NATO perspective, like clear EU perspective. So we will work on it. What we did in the past was, in the case of General Gotovina, Croatia's credibility was confirmed, that's been clearly said by Secretary General this morning, but also by ambassadors in our meeting, in our session, that full cooperation with The Hague is our not only our international obligation, but also our domestic obligation. It's about rule of law. Croatian journalists know, but also others, that we have also our legislation at home. Croatia has constitutional law, full cooperation with the Hague Tribunal, and that's our position. As far as the public support is concerned, we believe that we can raise the support of the Croatian public for the membership of NATO, but I think that there is no doubt that we need even here the support by NATO member states. And there are a couple of member states who clearly stated that they are ready to work with us. Secretariat also ready to work with us to say and to send a clear message. What is NATO about? And for me, for my government, and for the Croatian leadership, political leadership, NATO is about values. Values such as freedom, democracy, rule of law, free market economy, human rights, minority rights. And we agree that this is today also NATO is becoming more and more active in humanitarian issues. So I think that we have to communicate this to our public, and I'm sure that the public support will raise in this issue. I'm as regards defense reform, we have still some homework to do, but we are well on the way. Secretary General mentioned all issues which are important in this context. I have nothing to add. We are ready to working closely with the Secretariat and with all member states. Also with the A3 group, I would like to announce my visit to Tirana at the end of February this next month. First day, I will stay 2 days in Tirana. I informed the Secretary General. First day for bilateral visit to Prime Minister Berisha, but second day the Prime Minister of Macedonia, Bučkovski, will join us, and we will have a A3 meeting in Tirana. Also, I am preparing my visit to Sarajevo, official visit to Sarajevo, because we would like to help also Bosnia-Herzegovina to, as soon as possible, get in the PFP, in Partnership for Peace program, but also Serbia-Montenegro. We believe that PFP is the clear perspective for both countries, but certainly cooperation with the Hague Tribunal is the prerequisite. Karadžić and Mladić are the prerequisite. The last is also to mention that we will intensify and the process of full normalization with Serbia-Montenegro. So we will be working on my visit this year, perhaps in the first half of this year for the official visit to Belgrade. All those actions, I informed the Secretary General and the ambassadors, and I think this is our contribution to the efforts of the international community to achieve lasting peace and stability in this part of Europe.
Question?
But certainly, we expect also, the last sentence by me, we expect some signals from NATO, also from the summit in Riga, some signals. We know that this is not a summit of enlargement this year, but Croatia has done, I think, a lot in achieving, in meeting all criteria, and we need, and I'm sure that something will be sent, some signals will be sent.
Augustin Paloche from Utah Middle East. Secretary General, what other signal can be sent to Croatia from the summit, with the exception of saying that NATO's door are still open? Is there any linkage with the possibility that this year you might open membership action plan from Ukraine, and Croatia should wait for 2008 in order to have Ukraine with Croatia and maybe Albania and Macedonia at the same time getting invitation?
Well. let me answer you on the signal. As we discussed, the Prime Minister discussed, of course, with me bilaterally, and also in the Council, making the same remarks. My answer that would be that nothing here is excluded. On the other hand, nothing comes automatic. Is that a phone call from Croatia or from Ukraine?
It's a UK number
even. Let me repeat my sentence, because this is important, so you're not distracted by phone calls. In the sense that I say nothing is excluded and nothing comes automatic. Because if I would say anything comes automatic, I would leave the track of performance based. And I think there the Prime Minister and I fully agree, are in full agreement. So nothing is excluded because it's performance, and nothing comes automatic. If you mention, let's say, because that was the second part of your question, the total envelope, if I may use this, of NATO enlargement, my answer is basically the same. And you are not expecting any other answer from me. It is a well-stated process, you know, and I do know, and that goes for the different stages and steps. So that goes for PFP. And I agree with the Prime Minister. I would like to see Serbia, Montenegro, Bosnia-Herzegovina in PFP tomorrow. You know my opinion. But they know that as long as there's not full cooperation with the ICTY, like we told the Croatian government, there will be no PFP. There are other nations, aspirants. You mentioned Ukraine. They have an intensified dialogue. I mean, those steps are all based on performance. So you cannot, and you will not, and you do not expect another answer from me than the one I just gave to you. And that is not because I want to be defensive, but this is the only procedure we have, and it's the only procedure which has been followed in the past, which does justice to performance-based process, individually performance-based process, the Prime Minister and I spoke about.
To hear.
Secretary General Schaefer, you mentioned the steps based on performance. Question for Croatia. Why not Riga?
Well, my answer is the same, madam. And the answer is that nothing is excluded and nothing comes automatically. Full stop.
Period.
Well, I'm Zdenka Robins from Radio 101 Croatia. Question to Secretary General. Do you expect more active role from Croatia's side? Sending more troops to NATO peacekeeping missions during this year, before Riga and everything else?
Well, the Prime Minister made an important remark. My information is okay, so I knew before, but nevertheless made an important remark. In general, by saying that Croatia will substantially increase its participation in ISAF in Afghanistan. Discussions and talks are going on. That is highly appreciated by NATO, highly appreciated. Croatia supports, strong support, and active support for KFOR in Kosovo, and Croatia's participation in the ISAF mission in Afghanistan, and comes as no surprise to you how much importance we attach to the successful mission in operation, I should say, of ISAF in Afghanistan. So that is highly appreciated, and the answer to my question, but I can't speak on behalf of the Prime Minister, but my answer to your question is yes. And I see the body language from the Prime Minister that his answer is along the same lines, I hope.
Yes, yes.
I have one more question, please. Thank you. My name is Sabalic. I work for Daily from Split, Croatia. I wonder, it's about the policy of conditionality that European Union has toward the candidate countries, including Croatia. If Croatia is not complying with the conditionality policy of European Union, is it going to have some problems with you, or do you have a separate view on this? It's about the proposal of the Commission of the Economic Union in the southeast of Europe, which Croatia is not very happy with.
My name also starts with an S, but it's not Solana, madam. I'm saying this because what the EU and NATO have in common, and Prime Minister Sanader has underlined this quite rightly, is they are both value-based organizations. And the Prime Minister mentioned the values. I don't need to repeat that. NATO, in its discussion with the aspirant countries, has a separate track. I mean, I hope the tracks are as much as they can parallel, but NATO discussion is a discussion which is a separate discussion from the European Union. Having said that, if basic values are not adhered to, that will resonate inside NATO as much in the European Union. But NATO has its own process. The NATO allies, 26 NATO allies, have their own process, and the European Union has its own process.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again.
Thank you.